Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
It is Taz and Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Taz, latest college football rankings have come out, and no changes when you look at it.
Yeah, I know.
It couldn't have been a change.
No, I know. It's just, I don't know if it was you said it last week or Mike on the air, off air. Somebody here said it. I don't remember which one of you guys did. But it's like, it's almost like this college football, it's season, and I'm a gigantic college football fan, as you know, and it just doesn't seem, it's nothing, we need something to happen. It's nothing exciting. It's like, all right, Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan, got it. That's why I'm looking forward to this Syracuse matchup I keep talking about against Notre Dame at Yankee Stadium. This could change a lot of things. If Syracuse can do what some people think they could do, and Syracuse moved up one, I believe, right? They're 12 now. I think they moved up one slot.
I think so.
They did. Yeah. So if they can do something here and get a win on Notre Dame, that's going to change a lot. Or maybe put up a good fight, because then even though they're 10-0 right now, maybe they go 10-1 Notre Dame. I don't know. I just feel like it's not. It's just. There's no buzz behind it right now.
I think there's a lack of buzz because it's Alabama's dominance. Something that we've talked about before. We've talked about the fact: is it good or bad for college football? We've talked about that it being the Alabama Invitational. that they are that good of a football team. And aside from a significant knee injury to Tua, their starting quarterback, aside from that, I don't think Alabama's coming back down to earth anytime soon, and there's not really a team that's close enough. See, listen, I'm going to be rooting for my alma mater this weekend, Saturday at 2:30, when that game gets going at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx between the Irish and the Orange. However, I do think it's good for college football that Notre Dame is undefeated.
Because they are a
national brand.
I agree.
I do think that does and would add more intrigue based on the history of fighting Irish football. Regardless of what you think they are or how difficult their schedule is, that they are there, Taz. I think that's good. I know you're not saying that they're not, but even if they win that game, even if it's a close game, and I think Syracuse can challenge them, I don't disagree. I think there's things that the Orange can do that are going to be bothersome to the Fighting Irish. Regardless of which, Notre Dame loses, they're out. That means you're going to plug in, Oklahoma. I mean, is it going to be more intriguing to see Oklahoma in that top four or an undefeated Irish team?
Is the intrigue gone
just based on the dominance of Alabama? That's the issue that I have, more so than the teams behind Alabama. I just don't think Alabama's losing.
Well, it's tough to argue that. I don't think they are either. I mean, look, the top four teams, right? And the top four teams this week going to games, Notre Dame's the only one that's got a real fight on their hands. Alabama's playing the Citadel, and Alabama's favored by 52 points.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Michigan, in no particular order here in the top four. Michigan, I'm looking at it. They are favored 28 points at home at the Big House against Indiana. A Big Ten matchup. Indiana, not very good. Michigan is, they're going to throttle Indiana. I mean, you got, who am I missing? I'm missing Clemson, right? So look, Clemson's playing Duke, and they're favored by 28.5, and they're Clemson's home. Notre Dame playing Syracuse. Syracuse is a 10.5 point underdog.
Right.
All right. So as far as the top four. Now you mentioned Oklahoma. It's interesting about Oklahoma, Moose, because now they got an explosive offense, as you know. Kid Kyler Murray's unbelievable. But their defense. Excuse me. Their defense is. Lackluster.
Oklahoma. Nobody plays defense in the Big 12.
Well, that's a good point. But I was saying, as far as the top Big 12 teams.
No, I agree with you. But
Oklahoma,
they go along. They're all great offensive teams. Not all of them, but the majority of them are great offensive teams. But nobody plays defense. It's almost like a 5-year-old kid that's trying to get him to eat broccoli.
Or broccoli rabe. Yesterday's show.
Nobody wants to, kids don't want to eat vegetables. Big 12, they don't want to play defense. So it's all about offense. That's what you saw between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. Kyler Murray, that offense, Lincoln Riley, is off the charts, Taz, but yeah. Their defense is atrocious.
Yeah, it is. That's what I'm saying, Oklahoma. So to have them in that top four would be tough because of that defense. When you look at balance offense and defense, obviously Alabama, obviously Clemson, and you got to throw in Michigan in there. And obviously the other top fourth team, they're in the three spot, is Notre Dame. I want to say this, too, just to get off the topic of the top four for a second. The where's UCF? They moved up one, right? Central Florida moved up to 11, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the week where they could lose. They're playing a Cincinnati team that's 9-1. That's legit.
Yeah.
And they're UCF's at home and they're -7.5. I'm just saying, this is the week where we're going to see what kind of mustard the Knights are made of. I'm telling you.
Yeah, they could lose to Cincinnati. I mean, there's been games, the Temple game?
There have been games this year where
Memphis being another one.
That's right. Correct.
Not every one of those games have been margin games for Central Florida. They've won a lot of tight games. I would not be surprised. I think that's a good call. If they lost to the Bearcats of Cincinnati. Tez, I look at the four teams in the latest rankings, and there was no changes in the top 10. I look at it, I think they're the four best teams in the nation. Last week we had the great discussion in terms of Central Florida having a little bit more love than they do, that they should be in the top 10. I still believe that. Do I think they're, even though they're undefeated, they're on the level of Michigan, Notre Dame, or Clemson? No, I don't. Would I think that would add a little bit more intrigue? Yeah, we had that talk last week.
Right.
But I think right now, if you're asking me, gun to my head, who the top four teams in the country are, I think it's Michigan, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Alabama. I think those are the top four teams. I think they're better. I think all four of those teams are better than Oklahoma. I think they're better than Georgia. I do believe that. I'm okay with the rankings they are. Now, those teams have got to continue to play. Notre Dame loses to Syracuse. They're going to be taken out of the discussion.
Absolutely.
And one of those other one-loss teams are going to bump up. Clemson loses to Duke.
Right.
They're going to be taken out of the discussion. Yeah. And one of those other teams are going to get bumped up.
Now, you mentioned a program there for a second in Georgia, the Bulldogs. Now, this is the interesting thing, right? Because Georgia's got one loss right now, and they lost to LSU 36-16 in the middle of October, okay? No shame in losing to LSU, especially in Death Valley. They lost at LSU. Here's the thing that where things can get real fuzzy. I think it's December 2nd or December 1st. It's December 1st. Alabama is playing Georgia.
Right.
You know Kirby Smart is always preparing to go against Nick Saban. He's worked with Saban, under Saban, and his team, those Bulldogs, play well against Bama. Okay, what happens if Georgia beats Bama? What happens then?
Well, Notre Dame's undefeated.
Well, that's the thing. That's what leads to the discussion. I don't know. Yeah.
If I go on the idea, okay, so if we play it out, Clemson goes undefeated, wins the ACC, right?
Right.
Notre Dame goes undefeated.
Right.
And Michigan wins the Big Ten.
Right.
All right, if all those things happen and Alabama loses to Georgia in the SEC championship game, I don't think Georgia I would not take one of those other teams out and pump Georgia up.
Oh, I disagree. I disagree. If you beat the Kings of the Kings in Alabama and you're Georgia, you belong in that top four. I'm not saying you'll pull Alabama out. That'd be sacrilegious. I am saying you're either going to pull out maybe Notre Dame for the strength of schedule, or maybe you can't take an undefeated team out. They did it last year with UCF, but I get your point. I know. I'm just saying. You're saying undefeated. It's an interesting conversation because you can't diss Georgia if they beat Alabama on December 1st. You can't. They got to get in that. And this what leads to, should it be a bigger span here? Is four teams not enough? We've talked about this. A lot of people have talked about this, right?
Well, then who would you take? Who would you take out then?
I'm thinking. I'm milling around in my brain right now.
If Georgia beats Alabama in the SEC championship game and that title game is set, Notre Dame goes undefeated, Clemson goes undefeated, Michigan beats Ohio State, wins the Big Ten. They don't lose another game.
Right.
Their only loss then would be to the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame.
Right.
Who would you take out of that top four?
Man, I'd probably lean towards maybe maybe Michigan, only because it's Big Ten is, you know, I like that. I'm a Big Ten football fan, but I'm thinking maybe you can't take Alabama, you can't take Clemson out, because Clemson, besides being undefeated, their defense is phenomenal. Their defensive line is amazing. That freshman quarterback Trevor Lawrence is off the chart. I mean, they're dominant. Clemson's just dominant. So I don't think they come out. I'm just going by elimination here. I would go by, you're not taking Alabama out if you're going to put Georgia in, if Georgia beats Alabama. So to me, in my opinion, Moose, it's either Notre Dame or Michigan that you're taking out of that top four.
Yeah.
And you're asking me who? I don't know.
Yeah, no,
I'm thinking about it. I don't have the answer.
Yeah.
I'm looking at schedules.
I think you might be in a strange scenario where I don't know if any of those teams, you're going to take a program like Michigan after winning the Big Ten, being in the top four going into that Big Ten championship game. They win the Big Ten title. They beat Ohio State in the regular season. They have a tremendous winning streak. Now they're going to take that would be tough to do. That would be really tough to do.
Well,
now,
let me interrupt you. Excuse me. What would it be tougher to do? Take them out of there?
I think taking them out.
Well, hold on a second. Well, not put a Georgia in there who just beat Alabama.
Yeah, I think taking them out.
Really?
I do.
Okay. I do think taking them out
would be difficult to do. Now, you make an interesting argument or present an interesting scenario where that would be a case where there would be a lot of uproar any which way you cut it.
Oh,
I don't
no
think
doubt.
You could. I don't think the argument would be either Alabama or Michigan.
Alabama, yeah.
You're not taking an undefeated Notre Dame team out of the top four. There's no pigs have a better chance of flying than that happening.
No, that's not happening. Well, I know because of the brand of Notre Dame. I agree with that. I'm not arguing that.
And Clemson's not coming out.
No. And Alabama, even if they lose to Georgia, I don't know. This is where we probably disagree. I don't think Alabama should come out of the top just because they lose.
No, I think it's Alabama and everybody.
You're saying
else.
Georgia does the job. Georgia's meaning negatively. Georgia's out then. Even if they beat Alabama on December 1st.
I think the only team we would take out would be Michigan. That means you're going to take two SEC teams again.
Yeah, we've seen it before. They've done it before.
No, I know, but you've done it before where there's been a little bit. You're looking at a national brand like Michigan. If they run the table after their opening season loss and win the Big Ten, and it's Harbaugh, and they were at that stage a top four team and did nothing wrong, you're going to knock them out because of Georgia's law, because of what Georgia did in the SEC championship game? Maybe you do.
Maybe you do.
It's fascinating to see.
It is.
If you present that scenario, who would be out?
I mean. God, sorry.
The only team of those four. I mean, Notre Dame's not in a conference. Clemson would have won the ACC. Michigan would have won the Big Ten. Georgia would have won the SEC. Notre Dame's not in a conference to go on to
they're
win, but they're
right.
undefeated.
Right.
And then you have Alabama wouldn't have won the SEC.
Bro, I think you got to go to strength of schedule. I think that's what they would do. I think that's what this committee would do. I think they would look at who played who, what was the margin, who's complete, who's not complete. You know, if you look at Michigan, right? Yeah, sure. I mean, they win the Big Ten. Okay, there's no doubt they had one loss, which would be they lost 24-17 at the first game of the year, which you can't really judge that. But they lost to Notre Dame.
They did.
At Notre Dame, so that's not a horrible loss as we know. And then they rolled, but you know they rolled right away against three bad teams in a row in Western Michigan, SMU, and Nebraska. Okay, and then one of those teams, obviously Nebraska, is a Big 12 team. So and then they beat a really good Northwestern team, okay, at Northwestern, 20-17. I caught some of that game, but it was a good game, and it was a good win for Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And then they beat up on a bad Maryland team, and Maryland has been going through so much, as we know, turmoil behind the scenes of what's been going on. And then they were dominant over a team at the time in the middle of October in Wisconsin. They were dominant over where Wisconsin was getting some decent buzz on them. But they beat them up. Michigan beat up Wisconsin 38-13, and they beat Michigan State 21-7. I mean, you know, and then they won all their conference games. They beat Penn State 42-7. We thought that was going to be a game. A lot of people thought Michigan-Penn State was going to be a game. They throttled Penn State. So, you know, they beat Penn State by the same score they beat Rutgers, and Rutgers is not very good. So, you know, and now they're going to face Indiana this week. So, Yeah, I mean, I guess you would have to look at the strength of schedule. You know, that's well, how
who
I would
you,
do.
I mean, who would you take out?
I know. I got to give you an answer because it's a good question. I'm on the fence between Michigan and Notre Dame. I'm not taking Clemson out. I'm sorry. I'm not. It's the ACC. I believe in that defense. I believe in that quarterback. I believe in Dabo as a coach. I'm not taking them out. I think Georgia would have to go in if they beat Alabama. Alabama definitely is going to be in. So now we're going down to it. Michigan and Notre Dame. Just went through Michigan's schedule.
But isn't almost then, you know, we all obviously genuflect before the SEC in terms of the strength of the schedule. So, in essence, you don't necessarily even have to go undefeated in the SEC to get yourself in contention of the top four. Because true. Georgia's lost already. So now they can afford to take a loss because they've only lost one game. They put themselves in the SEC championship game. So as long as they beat Alabama, they're in.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, let me ask you this. Are you going to tell? Georgia
they've been sitting in that five hole for the whole year, for argument's sake. They've been sitting in that five spot for the bulk of the year, Georgia. So you can't just say it was like they – I know you didn't say this, but I'm saying for conversation purposes.
No, my point –
it's not like they were pole vaulted to the top.
No, I'm not saying they're – but they can afford – you've got two shots. You don't have to go undefeated. See, Notre Dame's got to go undefeated.
They do because they're in a weaker schedule. They're in a weaker conference.
They've got to go undefeated. Clemson's got to go undefeated.
Right. Agreed.
So if you're in the SEC, you can afford to take a loss as long as you make it to that SEC championship game, as long as there is a – you know, top four team that's staring you dead in the head, that you've got an opportunity to get yourself in one of those final four games. I don't know. I mean, I get why they would put them in. I'm not saying that that's – I think it's a fascinating conversation.
Yes.
And I think it's something that the selection committee would be praying for Alabama to throttle Georgia so they wouldn't have to have that discussion. Because of the very fact of if everything plays out the way we said it plays out, Michigan, Notre Dame, Clemson all win their remaining games on their schedule, including conference championship games. I think they'd be pulling hard for Alabama to win that game.
I do too. And if you guys out there listening, if you have a thought, what would happen on December 1st if Georgia beats Alabama? What do you do? Who's your top four? 855-212-4227. Give the show a call if you'd like. You know, I mean, so it's an interesting conversation. it really is. I mean, looking at Clemson's schedule right now, I don't know, man. I mean, they got some weak teams they beat up for sure. I can see why some folks might think Clemson shouldn't be in there. They did beat up some weak teams. But
the ACC is not particularly good.
No, I know it's not. But they being Clemson, that whole defensive line is going to be jettisoned right to the NFL. Their quarterback, that kid's tremendous.
Yeah, they're a really good team.
They're really,
they,
really
they
good.
They are. And I don't think they would. I have a hard time looking at national programs, national brands, and then taking them out if they go undefeated.
Yeah.
And Clemson, I think, has established themselves. I think Notre Dame, if they're undefeated, they're in. I think the debate would be Georgia or Michigan. If that happened, I think it would come down to Georgia and Michigan. Alabama deserves to be. Is the best team in the nation.
You might be right about that.
If they lose, I think that's where it would come down to the debate.
I think that definitely could be. I would, if that's the case, I would definitely, if it came down to Georgia, Michigan, I'm going Georgia. I'm going to go SEC, and I'm going to go Georgia as far as being an opt, especially if they get that win over Alabama, for sure, no doubt. So that's the deal. Hey, let's go down to South Carolina, talk to Quincy. Quincy, you're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
What's going on?
Hey, I haven't listened to y'all this morning about the scenario if Georgia beats Alabama in the SEC championship. Who do you take out?
Yep.
I am from South Carolina, but make no mistake about it, I am a diehard, true Big Blue fan.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
And, you know, if you look at strength of schedule for the top four teams in the country, I think Alabama's probably played the toughest schedule. I think Michigan has played the second toughest schedule. So if I had to drop one, it would be either Clemson or Notre Dame, undefeated or not.
Mm.
I mean, the ACC is a weak conference. Let's call it what it is.
Right. Yeah, we said that earlier. No, we agree with that. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
Clemson
agree.
Has played a powder puff schedule, including their non-conference games.
Mm.
So, yeah, why do you give them such big props? I mean, they got a good team. I'll give them credit.
Well,
but they're not playing any competition.
You give them props because they've established their program.
Correct.
And they are undefeated.
Thank you.
I look at... And that's where they get the respect. They are a talented team. They've acquitted themselves
Quincy,
well in these situations in the past. And We know the players have changed and guys have graduated. Guys are going out there and starring in the National Football League. But that's it. I would be, listen, you could look at strength of schedule. I would be absolutely stunned. Stunned.
If Notre Dame came out.
If Notre Dame's out. Yeah. That would be an absolute uprising. If an undefeated Notre Dame team finishes the year undefeated and then you take them out of the top four, I would be stunned. Yeah. Now, listen, that's why you watch sports. It'd be a fast. I think the pressure would be insurmountable that they would have to stay in.
Pressure's on them this week, my man, against your alma mater. They've got to win.
They've got to stay undefeated. One loss, they're out. I'm not denying that. But the point being is that if it plays out the way we talked about, Taz, and you have an undefeated team, the scenario you painted was a fascinating conversation. I would be stunned if Notre Dame was taken out of the top four.
Because of the whole brand of
Well, they're it's Notre Dame, and they go through the year undefeated. I can't see that. Now the Michigan fan might be ticked off as well. You take Michigan out and they say, wait a second, we lost to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Would be our only loss. They're a team that's also in the national semifinals. We beat Ohio State. Say if they take Urban Meyer behind the woodshed. And they drub Ohio State.
There's a good chance of that.
And there is a good chance of that. But say if they beat Ohio State 42-3.
Right.
And it's that kind of a margin game where they set a tempo, where they set a tone, Taz, of look at us, look how dominant we are. And then they're going to be taken out. I don't know, but George is going to say, we just beat the team that everyone thought was unbeatable.
And listen, no matter if anybody likes it or not, and I'm from the Northeast, if you can't tell from my voice, SEC runs college football. Let's be honest. It does. And I'm a Big Ten football fan. I love the Pac-12, too. I'm not a huge SEC fan, but I know quality, and that's the SEC.
So you could see
two teams. You've seen it before.
They've been the number one conference in America.
Who got screwed last year? Was it Ohio State or Penn State? Or 2 years ago? Who was it? Somebody should have been in.
Ohio State got in.
I'm thinking Penn State. Somebody got screwed.
Penn State was on the out looking in.
Right. But it was last year, right? I'm trying to remember when that was. 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
I can't remember. I'm just saying it was a Big Ten team. I remember that. Yes. They weren't in. Yeah, yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see if it does play out. One year reaction. What would you do? Yeah. Should Georgia beat Alabama in the SEC championship game in terms of the top four, and Clemson goes undefeated, and Notre Dame goes undefeated, and Michigan beats Ohio State and wins the Big Ten championship? CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
Eye on College Football with Rich Ackerman. Saturdays from noon to 8 p.m. Eastern, only on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS's Super Bowl season continues Sunday with exciting regional action. The Pittsburgh Steelers head south to battle the Jacksonville Jaguars, and later the Los Angeles Chargers host the Denver Broncos in a classic AFC West showdown. Check your local listings for the game in your area and kick off the day with the NFL Today presented by Jeep at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS. So we're talking a lot of college football, certainly looking ahead, what would transpire. Taz posed a very interesting scenario. What would transpire if Alabama should lose the SEC championship game, Notre Dame goes undefeated, Clemson goes undefeated, Michigan wins the rest of that, wins out in the regular season, wins the Big Ten title? What would the selection committee do? I want to hear from you at 855-212-4227. Good morning, Andrew. What's going on, brother?
Guys, good to see you one more time. This report is brought to you by the YMCA. The YMCA is committed to opportunities for all and the belief that no one should be defined by the zip code they're born into. Support your local Y at ymca.net/for-a-better-us.
Sorry, I don't know if you could hear that.
We could.
No, I was smashing my nuts for my yogurt. So that goes in my yogurt.
Here. Right. I'm glad you did that.
If I had the mic on, you'd hear it more. But
yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Listen, it's very professional of me to do that while I'm reading something that somebody paid for us to read.
No, my mic was off. I didn't realize that, but thanks.
So whatever was said between Kevin Durant and Draymond Green Monday night in L.A. was enough to get Green suspended for last night's visit from the Hawks, the lost game check in 103, then was asked if he and Green have hashed things out yet.
I'm sure it will. We got a long season ahead.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep!
Jonas Jerebko started in Green's place last night, 14 points and 13 rebounds. He's doing it again. James Harden scored 19 of his 22 in the second half to lead Houston to a 109-99 win in Denver. The Nuggets have lost four straight. Carmelo Anthony and his mystery illness missed a third straight game. The Cavaliers have won a second game, 113-89 over the Hornets. Just 7 points on 2-for-16 shooting from Kemba Walker. 1-10, unchanged in the college football playoff rankings. That's never happened before. Alabama still number one, again followed by Clemson, Notre Dame, and Michigan. The Tide have been in the top spot now in 15 of 28 rankings. The NFL shifting Monday night's Rams-Chiefs game from Mexico City to L.A. The field at Azteca Stadium is in shambles after a heavy rainy season, soccer matches, and concerts. The Rams, by rule, had to keep the L.A. Coliseum available in case something like this happened. The Atlanta Falcons have brought Pro Bowl linebacker Deion Jones off injured reserve. He broke his foot in week one, had surgery. Head coach Dan Quinn, though, not saying yet if Jones plays this weekend against the Cowboys. Oakland's Bob Melvin is the AL Manager of the Year after ending the A's four-year playoff drought. He doesn't expect another one of those.
This is the start of something big for us. You look around the diamond, the veterans we have, the younger players that have come up through our system. There's such a passion, finally, for being an Oakland A in our organization.
Melvin speaking on MLB Network. Brian Snitker of the Braves won in the NL. The Cy Young Awards are given out tonight. College hoops, number 5 Tennessee fought off Georgia Tech, 66-53. And number 22 LSU beat Memphis, 85-76. Rutgers C. Vivian Stringer is the fifth women's coach with 1,000 career wins. Her Scarlet Knights beat Central Connecticut last night. And on ice, the Penguins losing in Jersey 4-2. Pittsburgh just one win now in its last 7 outings. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew. We're discussing the college football playoff rankings and the big announcement last night on Facebook. And no changes in the top 10, as Bogus just mentioned. And the top 4 being Alabama 1, Clemson 2, Notre Dame 3, and Michigan 4. And while that was going on, Taz, some interesting things going on in wrestling in SmackDown, correct?
Yeah, a lot of interesting things in the WWE. They're on a cusp here. WWE of doing on this Sunday, they'll be doing a Survivor Series, a big, you know, obviously huge event for a lot of years. They're doing that in Los Angeles. And big pay-per-view. So they had, they had them called audible, basically, because one of their big matches was Ronda Rousey, the Raw Women's Champ, is going to face the SmackDown Women's Champ, who's Becky Lynch. So they did some great stuff on Monday Night Raw this past Monday with Becky invading Raw with the SmackDown girls. And it was just like a whole invasion thing. But in this melee, in this fight with all these ladies in the ring, Nia Jax caught Becky Lynch with a nasty forearm shiver across the nose and head area and busted her nose and gave her a concussion.
Oh.
So she's in concussion protocol. So Becky had to come out live on SmackDown last night and say, I can't compete against Ronda Rousey. They have me in concussion protocol. I can't. They won't let me compete.
Okay.
So that's for those. That's, by the way, for those hardcore sports fans that don't follow wrestling, just so you know, in that industry of pro wrestling, this happens too. So because it's a very physical business, and now as opposed to years ago when I wrestled, this wasn't like that. I've had concussions, and they said, no, you shouldn't work tonight. They didn't force you to work, but now they have this, like the NFL. It's smart the way it's done.
So Becky Lynch is out.
She's out. So she had to pick her own replacement. So she picked Charlotte Flair.
Okay.
So Charlotte will face Ronda Rousey. The other big thing, it shocked everybody, including yours truly, was Daniel Bryan ended up defeating AJ Styles last night for the WWE Championship, and he turned heel while he did it. Low blow to AJ Styles, beat AJ. AJ was supposed to, at Survivor Series, wrestle Brock Lesnar. Brock's the Universal Champ, AJ's the WWE Champ, and now it's going to be Brock Lesnar against Daniel Bryan, who's now the new WWE Champion. They shocked a lot of people with this, and last year, I think this is one of the main reasons, last year they had Brock as Universal Champ against AJ at Survivor Series. So there would have been a rematch basically a year later. So maybe I'm going to do some research on what happened here. That's one of the reasons they probably did this. Also, a little shock and awe on a live event. Live SmackDown is a good thing, too. So, yeah, a lot of things going on the week going into Survivor Series, which, by the way, for those listening right now on either SiriusXM 206 or right here on CBS Sports Radio, all of our great affiliates, yours truly, I will be doing one of my specials, a Taz Show special, 11 p.m. Eastern for 3 hours, right after Survivor Series.
Nice. So that's you do a great job with that.
Thank
every
you.
Time.
So people can call in after the event and all that stuff. So,
it's going to be Daniel Bryan. Where is he physically right now?
He's okay. He's cleared. Fine? Yeah, he was out for, to your point, he was out for quite a while. They thought he was going to have to retire. But no, he's fine.
Wasn't it like a pseudo-retirement?
Yeah, it was. Well, they wouldn't clear
him. He was told he couldn't wrestle again. I mean, on the show.
That's true. They wouldn't clear him. He felt like he can go. He was very frustrated for quite some time. They, meaning WWE's medical team, so, and then eventually they cleared him. So,
gotcha.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
What happened. Yeah.
All right, so Brian is back in the fold and surprised everybody.
Yeah, he's WWE champion now. He's going to face Brock, and he turned heel, which means he turned bad guy. He a low blow to get that championship, hit AJ in the Yambag region.
There you go. Yeah, it'll be an interesting Survivor Series Sunday night. Check out Taz at 11 p.m. on Sunday night with a Survivor Series special right here on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, right.
All right,
right.
Let's head out to York, Pennsylvania.
Sounds
it's
good.
It's Tom. It's CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Tommy?
Hold on.
Hey, not much. I'm on my way to work.
All right.
The YCP prison. Anyway.
All right, there you go, Tom. Way to shout out the prison.
Thanks, Tom.
Be safe, all right,
funny.
Tom?
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, of course. All day.
That's funny.
Hey, I want to talk about how college football fans want Notre Dame to go undefeated and make the playoffs so that they expand the playoffs.
Well, I mean, that I would love to see this playoffs expand. I guess you would too, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean,
8 teams maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm curious, Tom, how would you schedule it out then? Because now you have four. I mean, but that's the rub. I mean, these are
absolutely college kids, huh?
Yeah, I mean that's how would you when would you begin the playoffs then?
Oh, geez, who knows? Get rid of some of these smaller,
bowls,
and let them hash out all the details. Maybe start it, 2 weeks after the Thanksgiving break, and then just go from there.
A lot of people feel, and I hear what you're saying, Tom. We appreciate the call. A lot of people feel, Moose, that if you do expand it to 8 teams, then you're getting lesser quality teams, which I don't agree with that. I feel let them fight it out. We've seen how great of a job. I know it's different way it's done. We've talked about this with NCAA basketball. But you've seen a lot of lesser quality type programs do well and go deep in the tournament. We've seen it. It makes for good TV. It makes for exciting entertainment and content. So I'm not one of those people. I don't know about you, Moose. I'd love to get your take. Like, if you feel like you open the field right now.
No, I don't necessarily think that.
Some people do.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to that, all of a sudden you minimize. I think you'd basically if you expand it to 8, and I get why you would do it, because I think some years you can make an argument that there are more than 4 teams that are championship caliber teams. I think this year I do think it's Alabama and everybody else, and I don't think there's a lot that separates Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan, Georgia, Oklahoma. I don't think there's a lot that separates any of those four, but I think there is a great separation, as we've discussed, as you agree, mm-hmm. that Alabama and I think then you would significantly minimize then why have the bowl season? Why start off these other bowls, Humanitarian Bowl, Beefeaters Bowl, whatever it might be, whatever sponsor for any given year, why have these other bowl games? If you start it to where, as Tom mentioned it, a couple weeks after Thanksgiving, that's when these lesser bowl games are going on,
right.
When it's like December 10th and 15th and whatever, right around, you dwarf it. So then you're saying, in essence, you'd probably play, if you're going to keep the games on New Year's Day, right? If you're going to keep around New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, in terms of the semifinals, and then you're going to play the championship game a week later, then you'd have to go a week previous. So you're talking right around Christmas time. So right around Christmas time, or maybe a couple days, maybe December 22nd, 23rd, whatever it might be, you're playing those four games in the span of one day, or maybe it's a span of 2 days. Maybe you do it the 21st and 22nd, 22nd, 23rd. Then a week later, you're playing the four. Then a week later, you're playing. Aren't you? You're minimizing everything else. What's the point of doing any of these other bowl games?
Well,
there's no point.
I understand that, and I get you. And a lot of you know, I get that. But I do think there's, obviously, you know this, right? There's people that do these schedules that are experts at this. You'd have to figure out that the minutia of how do we fix that, because I'm not opposed to the bowls for those smaller programs, those smaller bowls. Those are big moments for those players and those programs. And you know that, Moose. I know you're not saying that, but I'm saying a lot of fans might not. If you're if you're a Big Ten snob or an SEC snob and you love your whoever, you love your Clemson program and at ACC, you know, you might not give a rat's booty about Boise State, who's sitting at 25. You know, well, Boise State's a big deal to them, or Idaho, or these other programs, or Utah, you know, the Pac-12, you know, that to go in a bowl game, no matter if it's not a huge bowl game or not. I do think that you got to alter, this in long form I'm saying this, you do have to alter the schedule somehow to the point you're making to make it work if you do eight teams.
Well, now I'm going to have 15, I'm going to ask, they win a national championship, I'm going to have these guys playing 15 games?
That's what I'm saying. You got to alter it. You got to.
No, well, that's the point. I'm not. It was more of a rhetorical statement. It was a case of that hammering the point home that you just made, is that you can't have college kids then go out there and play 12 games in the regular season.
Right.
Then add a conference championship game. Then add three potential playoff games. I mean, you're looking at a 15, 16 game schedule.
Yeah, no, that's a lot.
I mean, that's too much.
You got to alter, you know. You
can't
do something.
You can't be doing that. But then, what are you going to take regular season games away?
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I don't know.
You made can't a good be doing that, because regular season, that's bread and butter. They want to sell the luxury boxes.
You're right. Take, of course, that's the money.
Money.
Yeah,
the big house doesn't want to lose. Michigan.
No.
And they're not the only program. Alabama, run around Texas. They
bunch
don't want to lose home games. They don't want to lose gates. They want the luxury boxes sold. They want people eating and drinking, watching college football. They want those 6-7 home dates each and every college football season.
Well, you would think that, you know, you would think that a lot of people would say, well, I want to see UCF get in the playoff, make it 8. Well, you made a great point last week. And UCF moved up one. You made a great point last week. UCF, if it was 8 teams, they still wouldn't be in.
They wouldn't be in.
No, they wouldn't be in last week or today. Yeah.
And then, yes, last week they wouldn't have been in at all. They're not going
to
be
in. I know. Let's go down to Virginia. Let's talk to Brad. Brad, you're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, Brad?
Oh, just driving to work, living the dream.
There you go, Brad.
What's up, man?
Oh, man, I think if we're talking strength of schedule, I think it's definitely Notre Dame has the harder schedule of the five.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say it's the hard. That's the tough thing, Brad. We're trying to figure that out. Because if you're looking at the ACC schedule of Clemson, or you're looking at Notre Dame, you know, they're playing the Ball States of the world, the Vandys, the Wake Forests, you know, the Pitts. They beat Navy 44-22. I mean, you know, it's
– Brad, the strength of schedule is going to – you know, you're going to look at it. That's kind of – you know, you can look at statistically where do the schedules fall. You could also – the eyeball test. Brad – you know, Taz and I were talking about earlier, and it's been a great conversation. People have been really interactive on the phones and social media. Who do you think right now are the top four teams in the country?
I think it's I think you have Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Georgia.
So you think Georgia is a better team than Michigan? That's fair.
I do. I do, just because of their experience, and I think they size up better. I just do.
Yeah, well, it'd be tough to argue with Brad on that.
Listen, that's fair, but my point being is that we all watch college football, and we can get into the analytics and statistics, and we watch each and every week. There is something to be said in terms of the eyeball test when you watch teams play.
Of course.
And Brad bringing up the idea of, and you could easily make the argument that Georgia is a better team than Michigan. Having watched Georgia, having watched Michigan, the strength and weaknesses of both respective teams, you look at the conferences they play in, the history that Georgia has, especially under Kirby Smart, and say, I think they're one of the top four teams. I don't disagree. I have a hard time, though, looking at, I'm going to take Notre Dame out if they're a tick under some other team based on strength of schedule, if they're undefeated. I do think there's a special quality to going through your schedule undefeated. As long as you're from either you're Notre Dame or you're one of the five big power conference teams.
Right.
Well, you go through that year undefeated, I think you're deserving of being in the top
four. You're sold heavily on the cachet of the name Notre Dame Fighting Irish. The brand.
No, I've watched them play this year. I think they're a really good team.
Yeah, I watched them play too, and I think they're really good too.
I think they're a good team.
I kind of lean towards Brad. What Brad just said, our last caller. I do think if Georgia played Michigan head up, one on one, neutral site, I think Georgia wins the game. I really do.
You might be right about that. You might be right about that. But I do like Patterson the way he's evolved at quarterback for the Wolverines. I think they've got a pro at running back. And I think Don Banks, as defensive coordinator, a top four defense in the country.
The defense is real.
And that defense does travel.
Yeah.
So I think you might be right about Georgia, but I'd take my chances with the Wolverines as well. And they're both really two well-coached programs as well.
Yep.
It's Taz, it's Moose. More of your college football calls next at 855-212-4227 on this Wednesday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Houston Nutt's going to join us top of the hour. CBS Sports college football analyst and former head coach. So look forward to that. We'll pose this question to him, one that we've been discussing for the last hour, which is what would transpire if Alabama loses the SEC championship game, everyone else wins out. What would you do there if Georgia was your SEC champion winning that conference title game, who would be out in that mix?
Yeah, looking forward to talking to Coach Houston Nutt.
Hello.
Yep. So let's go out to Flint, Michigan.
What's going on?
Hey, David, what's going on, man? You're on with Taz and the Moose.
Hey, guys, love your show. Listen every morning. Actually, you're the only show I've ever called into more than once.
Well, Dave, that's
a lot. That's thank nice you, David. Appreciate that,
brother. We do appreciate it. Thank you.
I just I want to bring up with the BCS, like, you know, there's the eye test. They get all these things, you know. If you can't win your conference, I don't think you should be in that top four. Forget expanding it. I mean, I agree we should expand it. But, I mean, you keep putting Alabama in there. Yeah, they're probably the best team in the nation. That's not wrong.
No, they
are.
They are. Let's not doubt that, my friend. They are the best team in the country.
But your point is that if Alabama loses the SEC title game, they're out.
Exactly. We put so much into the SEC and how strong they are and stuff. And Alabama had to come back last year. Yeah, it was a great game, but honestly, I didn't care. My teams weren't even close to getting into it, and I think the Big Ten's kind of weak this year. I mean, I know Michigan's right there. I'm a Michigan man myself. I want them to go for it, but the Big Ten doesn't look really strong. I get that.
Yeah.
But if you can't win your conference, why are you going for a national championship? Well, you weren't even your conference championship.
Listen, Dave, a lot of people say that. It's tough to argue that point. You know, but the thing is, when your conference is the SEC and you got – two programs in there, like a Georgia and an Alabama. I mean, it's thick and rich of talent there. And it's big time football. You know, I don't know. I mean, to me, Dave, Moose, it'd be hard.
But it is a fair point. I mean, it's even with the strength of the SEC, that if you don't win your conference championship, how exactly do you win the national championship?
I don't know. I just think
how do you get claimed as the best team in America or crowned as the best team in America?
Well, we saw two SEC. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying.
I know we've seen it was more of a rhetorical thing than anything else. It was a case of playing the point of David, where then maybe that needs to be a parameter here moving forward, to where you're not. It's not going to be the SEC and everybody else, where other teams deserve a little bit of love, especially those teams that are deserving of it, because Michigan is just as big of a national brand historically as, and so is Notre Dame, as Alabama is. Yeah, I mean, that is
no
Michigan
argument on
football,
that.
Notre Dame football.
Absolutely.
And you're one of those two teams potentially get punched out should Georgia beat Alabama, or you're going to take Clemson out? Mm. Even all the success that Dabo Swinney's teams have had, the fact that they came back and beat Alabama.
I think they're looking to put the best for what they feel that committee the best four teams. And if they're both from the same conference, you've seen them do it last year.
I get it. But the point the caller was making is that maybe you need to set a different parameter moving forward. We'll talk to Houston Nutt coming up straight ahead. Taz Booth, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.